The Off the Ball Podcast Network.
Paddy Power and the Football Show. The greatest football partnership since Shearer and Owen.
Friday night's Dublin Derby, scoreless draw between St Pat's and Bohemians May, on paper looked like it was one of the more least exciting games of the season so far. But for Bohs, the result was huge. It secured a return to European football for the first time since 2012. Delighted to say joining us on the line this evening is the Bohs captain, Derek Pender. Derek, good evening to you.
How you doing?
Take us back to Friday night, because as I say, it on paper with a scoreless draw, it looks like it's, you know, people might shrug their shoulders at it. But that result, the performance from the side, especially following James Finnerty sending off, was massive. And the results coming from it too, absolutely huge for the club.
Yeah, obviously, look, we didn't play well, and it probably wasn't as exciting, especially being with the TV cameras there and that. But the result was the most important thing for us, and we're delighted we got it.
How conscious were the squads of the potential ramifications, I guess, of getting a point from that game? How much of a goal has European football been for the club this season?
Yeah, I think ever since the summer break, really, you know, obviously at the start of the season, we didn't set any goals, really. We just started, hopefully, get a decent start and see where we go. But then we got to the summer break in the European spots, and we wanted to stay there, and thankfully we have.
Like, I saw an interview with yourself in one of the papers across, I think it was The Sun, in the last couple of days, in the wake of Friday's game, and you spoke about how pretty much every season since you've joined, there's always been that kind of slight fear of relegation amongst possibly outsiders looking at the club. I know from some fans, I can say from experience, that, you know, on occasion at the start of the season, you look at the age profile of the squad, the experience profile of the squad, and you might think the worst. But this season has really proved any kind of doubters wrong, and it shows and exemplifies, I guess, the spirit that's been built under Keith Long and Trevor Crowley there.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, there's a great togetherness there at the club now, and ever since, obviously, Keith's come in now a while and Trevor's been there the last few years, he's built up that kind of stability. So it's been good. I know, look, we had a massive turnaround last pre-season. We lost some very good players and important players for us, so I could understand the fears, to be honest with you. I had them fears myself, because we signed so many unknown and young lads coming back from England, and, you know, we don't know what way it's going to go, but thankfully it's come out, and we've done brilliant this year and got Europe.
It's quite an incredible achievement. It's brilliant as well when you consider the journey the club have been on, particularly during your period there. I mean, I guess you would have joined them when they were at, from a future standpoint, I guess, probably one of their lowest ebbs.
Yeah, I speak to the volunteers at the club and even some of the directors, like, and they were. That was probably the lowest point the club's ever been in when that winter I signed, you know. And when you look back to then and to now, obviously the turnaround is unbelievable, really. You know, the journey has been, it's been amazing how the club has built it year on year, and it's just got bigger and bigger, and it's great behind the scenes. They're doing the right things, and obviously Keith is doing an unbelievable job.
Thinking back to that off-season between 2011 and 2012, did you have any trepidation about joining the club, given the state that it had found itself in at that point?
Not really, to be honest with you. It was Bohemians, so it was the name more so than anything else. Like, you're still joining a massive club. I knew obviously when Aaron took over that the budget wasn't going to be like the budget it has been in the past, you know. You could see that with the players that he was signing as well. So it wasn't about that for me, really. You know, it was just the club itself that sold it to me.
And since then, that sense of club, that sense of identity, I mean, people are really quick to talk about the bad things that get done in the league and its failings, etc., etc. But you look at what's been done off the pitch with regard to Bohs over the course of the last probably 6-7 years, the entire duration, I guess, that you've been there. The work that's been done to build a sense of community around the club has been absolutely massive.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Like, you just have to come to Daly Mount now on a Friday night and see. You know, I'm sure people who haven't been to Daly Mount in a while, or if they used to go in the past when the good times were there, I suppose, if they come now, you'd see the difference. Like, you know, we're sold out nearly every week. It doesn't matter who we play, whether it's Rovers or anybody else. Every week there's people asking for tickets. It's unbelievable.
It's been fantastic. Like, even notifications this evening saying that the final game of the season, I hope the Sligo is heading for a sellout as well. And, you know, as you say, the Jody stand has been full for pretty much the duration of the season too. It's fantastic to see that there is, I guess, that organic ability to grow a club within the league.
Yeah, it's great. Like, it's the community, really, you know what I mean? And it's obviously the marketing side of this, the things that the lads have done behind the scene. Like, you know, it's brilliant. And obviously, it helps that we've done well this year, that people are coming to see us and enjoy coming to see, to watch it. But the atmosphere is brilliant, and long may it continue.
And you've been helped a long way on the pitch as well by a string of, as you mentioned, some of the players that came in during the close season, some of the other ones that have been developed through the youth ranks over the course of the last couple of years as well. And thinking the likes of James Talbot coming back from Sunderland as he did, and probably being the best keeper in the league this season, the development of players like Danny Mandrew has been absolutely exceptional. Seeing players like, in the last couple of weeks, Luke Wade-Slater, and the way he's come on, his performances he's put in towards the back end of this term as well. Like, the youth in that squad, seeing the likes of Darragh Leahy go off and play under 21 football, those are huge, huge things for a club within the league, aren't they?
Oh, it's massive. It's huge. Like, the age profile of the squad is crazy, really, you know, when you look and you see the chances that that Keith gives to the young lads that come in. And as you say, like, James Talbot has been the best goalkeeper in the league, in my opinion, all season. Danny's been unbelievable. Darragh, people think he's an experienced player, but you forget he's still only 21 as well, and he's still only a young lad, but he's one of the more experienced players of our squad, so it just shows you.
One of the most experienced players in the squad playing under 21 football, and we have on the line somebody who's, I think, just gone 36, is it, just a couple of weeks ago?
35
still. Sorry, apologies for adding an extra year. In fairness, it's not as bad as the lads post-match. You were adding about 20 years onto your age as well, saying you're not bad for a 55-year-old, etc.
Yeah, I do that every week, to be honest.
I'd imagine it's an ongoing joke. I'm just wondering about yourself and your own future. Are you going to stick around for the European football next term, I suppose?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm going to speak to Keith this week and see what the plan is, see where we go. But I don't know, to be honest with you.
It's definitely something that you'd want to hang on for, surely, you know, the chance to head off to Europe with the club you've been with for the past 7 years, helping next group of Cropping players along the line.
It's great to see, like, obviously it would be great, but, you know, I have to look after my body as well, and, you know, people keep saying that, but you don't see me on a Saturday and Sunday morning after games.
Like, give us a sense of, like, the week that you're putting in, because I know you're literally, as we're speaking, about to head off to training. Like, people mightn't necessarily have an idea what a top line League of Ireland player will be putting themselves through as regards representing their club during the course of the week. Like, training sessions and hours put in the gym, what are we kind of talking here?
Well, we train obviously I go to work every morning, and then we train Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, game Friday, and then Saturday morning for recovery, so we only really get Sunday and Wednesday off.
It's a big, big ask, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's huge. It's a big commitment. But look, it's worth it when you have the likes of the seasons that we've had now. Like, you know, so the hard work obviously has paid off this year.
Absolutely, it has. As regards where this squad can go, like, this is the tightrope that a side walks, and we saw in the off-season last term that a side can go through. There can be monumental changes, there can be sides with bigger budgets coming along and deciding that they want to pick off some of the best players, and there could be players who decide they want to head off somewhere else themselves. I mean, that's the challenge that's going to face Keith and Trevor, and I guess for the club to hang on to Keith and Trevor themselves as well.
Yeah, obviously, like, that's the problem every season in our club, you know. We obviously, Keith obviously has a great eye for a player, but it seems over the last 4 or 5 years, our best players get taken at the end of every season because of the seasons that they've had. But, you know, I think this year he's done his work early. He's got the bulk of the squad signed down. He's got the likes of Danny Mandrew, obviously James Talbot, James Finity. I think they're all done for next year, which is great. So, and hopefully now with obviously European football next year, it entices the lads to stay on. And, you know, if they stick together for I don't know how long, you never know, they could go on and be challenging this league, because they're all good enough to do it.
It strikes me that that's the next challenge, and it seems that it's one that it's very doable for this squad. If you mentioned there, they managed to keep hold of the core of the squad that's there now, that spine of the team, if they manage to keep it together, add a few goals, get Deeney Corcoran back fit next season, this is a squad that can go on and make that leap up into the upper echelons of the league.
Yeah, that's it. Like, obviously, look, they're very young, and they've had an unbelievable first season in the league. Like, most of them, that's what it is. It's a first league, first season of senior football, so they're only going to get better, and hopefully they stay at Bowes and challenge in the future.
Has that surprised you, the maturity level of some of them?
They're not mature, trust me, they're not mature. They're just very, very good footballers.
Well, on that, at least in a footballing sense.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. No, look at the fear factor, and there's no fear, they just go out and they don't look at any game as anything too big. They go out and just try and win and try and play well for themselves and the team, which is great.
that strikes me as being something. I was watching the Ireland under-21s a few weeks back away to Sweden. It seems that young crop of Irish players, and I know there are a couple of them obviously at the club, they don't seem to have any fear. They don't seem to have that inbuilt sense of let's stop them first before we go and do what we need to do. There's a sense that we're actually decent footballers here. In if we're looking bigger picture, there's actually a lot of hope to be had for the future of Irish football if we're looking within the league.
100%, yeah, definitely. Like, it's obviously it's a great generation that's coming through at the 21s and in the 19s. So the future looks bright. They've just got a lot of self-belief in themselves and hopefully they keep that. That confidence is good for us.
Are they cockier than you were at their age?
Oh, Jesus, a lot cockier than me. But they were a lot better than me.
I'm not having that. Would you have any notions to go into coaching yourself, Derek, when you decide to hang up the boots?
Yeah, I don't. That's it. I'm going to speak to Keith this week about stuff and... hopefully he wants me to stay around or whatever and see where we go from there, really, you know.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who would like you to stay within the club as well, whatever capacity that might be.
Yeah, or hopefully, please God.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. You're giving nothing away if you do know Anthony here anyway.
What's that?
You're giving nothing away if you do know where your next step is anyway.
Yeah, I know. I can't really do it because I don't know my next step myself.
Cards close to your chest. Well, Derek, listen, long may the career continue this season, showing that you're still well able for it. And best luck to Bowes in the last game of the season as well, and onwards into Europe next term as well. It's been quite the year.
Perfect. Cheers. Thanks for that.
Derek, thanks a million.
No bother. Cheers. Thanks.
Was an Off the Ball Podcast Network presentation.